Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, the breaking news I see here from the Washington Post this morning, a judge is telling Florida to allow more time to clear up disputed signatures on some of the Senate ballots, another state, another recount. Of course, Florida historic when it comes to recounts.
David, it makes sense that they found an honest federal judge. Remember, these guys are politicians who are appointed by politicians. Nevertheless, the logic is so clear. You know, you voted, your vote should be counted. If it was a so-called provisional vote, it should be counted. If you were an absentee ballot from somewhere else, it should be counted. The idea that you wouldn't count the ballots is an anathema. As far as I'm concerned, it is so un-American that it defies logic. It is the kind of thing that non-democracies do all the time. Dictators do, others do. You gotta count the ballots. You may not like it on either side, but the fact is that that's what needs to be done here. Now, will the Democrats, who are substantially behind the Republicans in both the gubernatorial and the senatorial races, win? Probably not. Nevertheless, it is still the right thing to do. And if you give them a couple more days and they do it, fine. If there's incompetence, fire the incompetence. But in the meantime, count every vote.
Melania Trump, we spoke a little bit about it yesterday, and the idea that the Trump administration, Trump himself, blindsided by her public rebuke of
Deputy National Security Advisor Mira Ricardel.
Well, I'm not from Missouri, but I'd like to be from Missouri, the show me state. You know, there's something that stinks about this whole thing. Let me give you an example. The president says he is peed off about this whole thing and that he was blindsided. Oh, really? Because what he did was to fire Ms. Ricardel. So if you're so ticked off, why do you do what your wife tells you to do and tell people that you are ticked off about the whole thing when in fact you're doing it? So one wonders, and I've been wondering from the very beginning, whether the White House didn't understand that this misogynist president had a big issue here, which was if he fired the woman and ticked off John Bolton, his top security aide, that he would be positioning himself in a bad spot, so he has Melania do it. That's a thesis. It's not so. I don't know that it's so, but it certainly looks to me with this president who has told, according to the Washington Post, over 6,000 lies to be just a possibility of one more lie. It sounds to me, no, let's change that. It smells to me like it stinks.
Criminal justice. Let's talk about this for a moment, Alan. President Trump campaign and tough on crime. Now, apparently, he's set to endorse easing some mandatory sentencing laws, opening a potential but narrow path to enacting the most significant criminal justice overhaul the Times says in a generation.
One has to scratch their head and say, what's really going on here? We don't know. It is not like this president to be doing the right thing. And on its surface, it does appear to be doing the right thing. It may be a signal to the incoming House that I can do business with you. But it also has some interesting, if you read the bill quite carefully, it does things like going a little softer on people for various gun crimes. Does that sound familiar? That is the kind of thing that this president has been doing from the very beginning. Now, remember, these people who are against gun control are always telling us it's not the gun, it's the person who's doing this. So it is interesting that we have a president who is now saying we have to let people who are using guns off in a way that we have been preaching against all of this time.
Let's talk about House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. She seems unfazed as the AP reporting unhappy Democrats claim now they have the votes to block her rise.
Let's remember, David, how this all worked. You have the Republican establishment who made Nancy Pelosi into a boogeyman. Pelosi, 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 bad, 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 bad. A number of the marginal candidates in purplish districts for Congress have said that they're going to basically run against Pelosi. These are Democrats now. So now, after the election, do they turn around and say, well, just kidding? A lot of them are making it clear that they won't do it. You need 218 people to say no. 17 have signed a letter. And there's a whole bunch more who have declared themselves anti-Pelosi during their campaigns. So on its face, it doesn't look good for Pelosi. On the other hand, my money is still on her that she'll win, and you can't oppose somebody with no one. So who are the outs going to get to run for that office?
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, David.